This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Jen Terbisik. Jen, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Good. Jen, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I am getting ready to approach my second full season with the Philadelphia Eagles. And with that, I'm responsible for managing our media asset management. With that, I help my team organize their content that comes in on a daily basis by creating metadata fields and values for those fields that make sense to everyone on our team to improve our search and our organization of our assets. I also coordinate day-to-day MAM activities that come up, just like normal MAM needs and maybe some support issues that arise. And I kind of just handle and coordinate that stuff as each day goes on.
Jen? How does one of the most storied sports franchises in history use digital asset management?
We use our MAM in several different aspects. For example, on game day, we have a lot of moving pieces. A lot of different content is being produced, photos, videos. And our goal with Reach Engine was to streamline and automate how that content got into our MAM. So on game day, our replay operators are constantly creating clips and sending them off to a hot folder. That hot folder then pulls those clips directly into Reach Engine. And from there, we have our loggers kind of waiting and watching and reviewing that content as it comes in, and they immediately start logging and tagging that content. So then it's kind of easily and readily available for all of our editors as they need to start creating their pieces on game day. And it helps move and speed that process along a little bit. Another area I think we've been really successful in is automation and workflows. I work really closely with our integrators at Chesapeake Systems, and we take our manual processes and automate them as much as we possibly can. We found that automating these processes has really saved time and improved efficiency. It's helped improve our delivery time to our social channels as well as our affiliates. And a big part that I've, seen with creating workflows is it's really, to be successful in it, is really understanding and learning the manual process inside and out. And after that process is kind of created, the automation kind of goes smoothly and you really see the benefit of automating some of those manual processes. We're also in the process of bringing on our design team content and onboarding their team as well as going through our entire physical archive. We have tons and tons of historic photos, negatives, slides that all need to be looked at and kind of surveyed. And then we actually have to go through and come up with processes and get that stuff digitized and bring that content into our MAM as well. So those are some of the three key areas that we're starting to kind of really use our MAM for and kind of just keep going with those projects. And as you talk to people in your department, you kind of come up with, hey, maybe this stuff can go in the MAM, or it kind of just becomes that niche application. I think as you expose it to your, not just your internal team that is maybe your creative team, but letting everybody else know that it's available. And then I think that's really how you can kind of make your media asset management system a niche application that's looked upon as almost definitely necessary to have. Our loggers, as I said, on game day, they kind of come in, they just kind of are watching the content flow in on game day, and they basically are reviewing the content and adding the metadata that's required for each asset. So if there's a play that happened, they'll tag that play. If there's a player, they'll tag all the key players seen in that clip. They basically just kind of go through and add all the appropriate metadata to each asset that comes into the system.
Jen, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
A big challenge for me this time around was learning a new system and just becoming more familiar with video content. I previously worked more with photos and PDF documents, and that was a huge challenge for me. And another challenge I think a lot of digital asset managers may experience is just making sure that every user is comfortable using the system. It's something that I just find is important, and it's a challenge, and you have to have continued patience and kind of just be able to go with the flow. And maybe some users might pick up a system right away, and some you may have to sit with a little bit longer. And I think that is a huge challenge for us, is just kind of the continuation of training and just knowledge sharing. I think too, some of our other challenges we had were kind of more maybe like pre-MAM or DAM, where our content was stored on drives and then it was unorganized and it wasn't easily shared. You had to kind of walk that drive physically over to somebody. It was not easy to search for it. Those things I kind of think are all being addressed with our MAM. And we still come across small challenges day to day. They're usually more or less like UI or functionality based challenges, but we kind of just work through those and continue to move forward. Our successes are largely based on the workflows and automations that I mentioned earlier. I should also mention that our content is now managed. It's protected and easily searchable. Like I mentioned, in one of our challenges was in the past that wasn't there. Having all your content in one centralized location, I think, is key. And getting there is a success in itself. So I think for us, just kind of finally beginning to have all that content in one location is a huge success. And I think as we bring on other teams and make that content available for other end users, it's just going to continue to be successful.
Great. And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I would say attend as many conferences as you can. I like to attend the Henry Stewart DAM conference every year. I think it's a great conference. It's a great place to network and meet other digital asset managers. And digital asset managers, I think, tend to usually be pretty nice and friendly people and willing to share information. I think once you get us talking about these topics, we're excited to talk to other people that are interested in it. So I think conferences is a really great place to start that networking. I also really enjoy the Mod Librarian site. She lists 10 DAM things to check out every Thursday, I think it is. It's one of my favorite websites. I look forward to checking out this list weekly. It's a great resource. And I think if you're already tasked with managing your assets, you have to continue to talk to your team and learn and understand their current processes. I would also suggest holding meetings with them, explain metadata, have metadata discussions, understand and make sure everybody's on the same page with those definitions and their values. And I also think it's important to keep your team involved and listen to their ideas as well. A lot of times they're the experts in the content that you're actually going to be managing and organizing. So I think it's important to hear what they have to say too and listen to their ideas. And just remember too that metadata is organic and it changes with every project that's coming and as things change in your company. So just remember that you may have to go back and revisit it every once in a while. But other than that, I think that's all I have.
Great. Well, thanks, Jen.
Yeah, thanks.
For more on this, visit anotherdamblog.com. For 185 other episodes, visit anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.